Madam President, I rise today with gratitude, honored to be a member of this esteemed body. I rise having never imagined that this opportunity to serve would be a part of my journey. But I am grateful to so many who have helped it become true. I was appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom to serve the people of California after the passing of Senator Feinstein. No one could ever feel Senator Feinstein's shoes, but there's so many of us who stand on her shoulders. To both of them, I am grateful. I also know that my presence in these hallowed halls is only made possible by Senator Carol Mosley Braun and now Vice President Kamala Harris, both of whom were historic members of this great chamber, and to stand on their shoulders as the only Black woman in this chamber today, I am eternally grateful. I appreciate the sacrifice and support of my friends and my family, the leadership of Emily's List, who allowed me to turn their lives inside out and upside down to meet this moment in our nation's story. To my partner, Nanicki Lee, and my daughter, Nyla Grace, who are in the gallery, I am especially grateful. Madam President, I know that I am the newest senator to join this chamber. And while I may be new to this title and to this institution, I am not new to the struggle and the work of justice. You see, I'm the proud daughter of the South, born in Magnolia, Mississippi, the youngest of three children. I'm the granddaughter to Carrie, a sharecropper from Louisiana, crippled at a young age by polio. The granddaughter to Letty Ruth, a maid who had to take her children to the homes of the white families for whom she cleaned and children she cared for, even as she worked to get her certificate as a nursing assistant. My grandparents were patriots who had to be urgent about the promise of America for their 11 children. The promise that if they worked hard and played by the rules, that their children would never have to see sharecropping as their destiny. My mother, Sarah, was number six. She had five in front and five behind. She was born in 1953. 1 year before the Brown versus Board of Education decision. Yet, Madam President, it would be 13 years before she and her classmates saw an integrated school or had any semblance of equal. As an adult, my mom made ends meet by working sometimes three jobs in the same day, working as a classroom assistant for mostly special needs children. She worked as a certified nursing assistant just as her mom before her. She was a security officer, a cashier at a gas station, but her full-time job was unpaid. For more than a decade, she was the primary caregiver for my father, Delis, who died after suffering six heart attacks, angioplasty, receiving a heart transplant from an 18-year-old who died in a motorcycle accident. My father passed when I was 15 years old. Colleagues, my mother, too, needed to be urgent about the future of her three children. She knew she had to be and do everything and anything she could to ensure that we had the opportunities to break beyond the barriers of poverty and to chase our dreams. I went on to be educated at the Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi. I had professors who were lawyers and scholars and organizers in the civil rights movement who were urgent about the young minds and lives that they were there to educate. Leaders like Dr. Mary Coleman, who chaired our political science department and at the same time was a part of the litigation team that sued the state of Mississippi for equal funding for its historically Black colleges. Professors like Dr. Leslie Burl McLemore, who taught in our lecture halls, but also served as a model of leadership becoming the president of our beloved university, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, and today at 83 years old, one of the first black elected officials in his hometown of Walls, Mississippi. They and others taught me the urgency of opportunity inherent in the promise of America, but they also were clear that the arc of our moral universe bends towards justice only when people keep our heart and our hands pushing it in that direction. My time with workers, their families, and other leaders at SEIU was also formative because we built coalitions to win.